Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 16, King Chitraketu Meets the Lord, Text 44. Na hi Bhagavan agatitam idam tvad darshanam nrinam akila papa chaya yan nama sakre travana pukasho api vimuchyate samsarat nahi bhagavana gatitamidam tvadarshanad nrinamakali akila papakchayaha yanama sakrit shravanat pukasho pi vimuchyate samsarat nahi bhagavana gati tamidam tvadarshanan rinam akila papakshayaha yanama sakrit shravanat pukasho pi vimuchyate samsarat nahi bhagavana gati tamidam tvadarshanan rinam akila papakshayaha yanama sakrit shravanat pukasho pi vimuchyate samsarat. Nahi bhagavana gati tamidam darshanadna akila papachaya yanama sakrit shravanat pukasho pi vimuchyate samsarat. Nahi bhagavana gati tamidam tvadarshanadninam akila papachayaha yanama sakrit shravanat Vaishnavis. Nahi bhagavana gati tamidam tvadarshanam rinam akila papachayaha nama sakrit shavanat pukasho pi vimuchyate samsarat nahi bhagavana gati tamidam tvadarshanan rinam akila papakshayaha yadnama sakrit shravanat pukasho pi vimuchyate samsarat. Not he indeed Bhagavan, O my Lord, Agatitam, not occurred. Idam, this, tvat, of you, darshanat, by seeing Nrinam of all human beings, Akila, all, Papa of sins, Chayaha, annihilation, Yatnama, whose name, Sakrit, only once, Shravanat, by hearing, Pukashaha, the lowest class, the Chandala, Api, also, Vimuchite, is delivered, Samsara, from the entanglement of material existence. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. My Lord, it is not impossible for one to be immediately freed from all material contamination by seeing you, not to speak of seeing you personally, merely by hearing the holy name of your Lordship only once. Even Chandalas, men of the lowest class, are freed from all material contamination. Under the circumstances, who will not be freed from material contamination simply by seeing you? Purport. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 9.5.16, Yanama Shruti Matrena Puman Bhavati Nirmala. Simply by hearing the holy name of the Lord, one is immediately purified. Therefore, in this age of Kali, when all people are very contaminated, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is recommended as the only means of improvement. Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama Kevalam, Kalo Nishteva Nishteva Nishteva, Gatir Anyata. Quote, in this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way, end quote. Brihan Naradiya Purana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced this chanting of the holy name 500 years ago. And now, through the Krishna consciousness movement, the Hare Krishna movement, we are actually seeing that men who are considered to belong to the lowest class are being delivered from all sinful activities simply by hearing the holy name of the Lord. Samsara, material existence, is a result of sinful actions. Everyone in this material world is condemned, yet as there are different grades of prisoners, there are different grades of men. All of them, in all statuses of life, are suffering. To stop the suffering of material existence, one must take to the Hare Krishna movement of Sankirtan, or Krishna conscious life. Herein it is said, Yanama Sakrit Shravanat. The holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is so powerful that if once heard without offenses, it can purify the lowest of men. Kirata Hunandra Palinda Pukasha. Such men who are called Chandalas are less than Sudras, but they can be purified simply by hearing the holy name of the Lord, not to speak of personally seeing the Lord. From our present position, the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be personally seen as the deity in the temple. The deity of the Lord is not different from the Supreme Lord. Because we cannot see the Supreme Lord with our present blunt eyes, the Lord has kindly consented to come before us in a form we can see. Therefore, the deity in the temple should not be considered material. By offering food to the deity and by decorating and serving the deity, one gets the same result that one derives from serving the Lord personally in Vaikuntha. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Anmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So in this verse and purport, you know, the power of the holy name is mentioned, said that even if a low-class person, you know, lower than a sudra, completely outside, you know, the Vedic principles, just hears the holy name of the Lord, it purifies such a person and enables them to take up the path of devotional service. So we're all living proof of that. You know, I can recall the first time, you know, I heard the holy name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna mantra, chanted by members of the Hare Krishna movement. It was in 1969. At that time, I was in Berkeley, California. I was about 21 years old, and I had this idea I was going to go to India. I was staying with a high school friend of mine who was living in Berkeley, and in the morning I would hitchhike across the Bay Bridge to San Francisco, and I would go to the Scandinavian shipping office, you know, where people would kind of hang out, and if they were hiring people to, you know, work on a ship going across the Pacific Ocean, you could maybe get a job, you know, as a steward or a deckhand or something like that. So that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to sail across the ocean and go to India. But I never got, you know, one of the jobs. I would go every morning, but I would never get one of the jobs. So I'd go back to Berkeley. And at that time, it was a time of cultural upheaval and demonstrations in the streets. Sort of like now, there's a little, you know, that's kind of coming back into style. You know, street demonstrations and protest and counterculture. So one afternoon, I was on the Berkeley campus. There was a big demonstration against the war in Vietnam. And there were thousands and thousands of young people and students there. And the police and the troops came to break up the demonstration, you know, with tear gas. So I remember I was running down Telegraph Avenue with some police chasing me with billy clubs, trying to hit me. And on the other side of the street, there were some devotees chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And you know, some later I kind of inquired who they were, and I was told that in those days, and 1969, some of the devotees from the San Francisco temple were going across the bay to Berkeley to chant. Lochan, McConlal, anybody else? Anybody know? Anybody was around in Berkeley in 1969? Okay. But it didn't have an immediate effect, but, you know, some seed was planted, and that's the power of the Hare Krishna mantra. Gradually, there's some purification. It says one can become purified, bhavati nirmala. You know, one becomes purified by the power of the holy name. It still took some time. You know, before you know, I was purified enough to actually surrender to the process of devotional service. But that's how it starts, by hearing the transcendental name or message of the Lord. And it can have an effect even on low-class people. Kirata hunandra palinda pulkasha abirashamba yavana kashadaya yenye chapapa yadapashraya shraya shudyanti tasmai prabhavishnave namaha. So this idea is something that goes, it's not a, you know, just a modern idea, it goes way, way back into thousands and thousands of years ago. You know, that verse is describing there are different types of people, Kirata, Hunanda, Pulinda, Pulkasha. There are different categories of people. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada explains what those names mean. The Hunas were people who were living in the area of Eastern Europe, and the Abiras were living in the Arabian Peninsula, and the Kasha Adaya were living in the Himalayan regions, and the Kiratas were living in the African regions, and all these people were outside the Vedic culture. Some of them were living within the Indian subcontinent, like the Andhras and some others mentioned in that verse. So they were outside the boundaries of the Vedic culture, lower than the Sudras, as Srila Prabhupada is saying here. But still, they could become devotees of the Lord by the power of the representatives of the Lord. Shudyanti tasmai prabhavishnave namaha. They can become purified by the holy name and by the process of devotional service. So this was a debate that was going on thousands of years ago in India. Who is qualified to become a devotee of the Lord, a devotee of Krishna? And some people were thinking, oh, it's, you know, taking up the process of devotional service and yajna and sacrifice to the Lord. That's just for people who are born brahmanas. There was that idea. But even thousands of years ago, there were Vaishnavas who were saying, no, 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 it's not just for people who were born brahmanas in India. It's for everybody all over the world. Krishna says, Aham Bija Prada Pitaha. I am the seed-giving father of all living entities. So the Lord Chaitanya was specifically teaching that. Prithiviti achi yati nagaradi gram sarvacha pachara hoi bimaranam. He predicted that all over the world, in every town and village, his holy names would be heard. You know, he made that prediction 5,000 years ago. And very few people understood how that could actually happen because they were under the misconception that worship of Krishna is a sectarian thing. It's only for people born in India, people, and specifically born in Brahmin families. They had that idea. But Lord Chaitanya came to dispel all those illusions, say, no, no, this is not for just people born in India. It's for everyone in every town and village in the world. It's not just for those who are born brahmanas. And there's some in the, you know, Srimad Bhagavatam, and the where Devahuti is speaking to Lord Kapila, she mentions this. She's talking about the power of the holy names, and she says, Shvado pi sadhya savanaya kalpate. So shvadyo means dog eaters. So dog eaters are considered, according to the standards of Vedic culture, very low class people. And there are such people in some countries. You can see, you know, in the butcher shops, they have dogs hanging there. Even in some European countries, I've seen, Southern Europe. But in Asia, you know, they have places like that. So it's considered to be very, very low class. A dog eater is considered to be a very, very low class person. But Devahuti is saying that even such a person, by the power of hearing and chanting the holy name, can at once become qualified to perform the Vedic sacrifices and yajnas. Sadhya means immediately. Savanaya means qualified to perform the Vedic sacrifices. And that is, in terms of a very conservative orthodox view of Vedic or Hindu culture, that is quite revolutionary, because according to the normal conception, only somebody who's born in a Brahminical family is qualified to perform Vedic sacrifices. And even if you take a more liberal view, you know, they would say, well, you can become a Brahmin even if you're not born one, but you have to go through the proper initiations in order to perform the Vedic sacrifices. That's a more liberal view. But what Devahuti was saying was even more revolutionary than that. Just saying, just by hearing and chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one, even a dog eater, becomes immediately qualified to perform the Vedic sacrifices. Of course, if that's assuming one chants purely. And that is, it's also mentioned here, you know, my Lord, it is not impossible for one to be immediately freed from all material contamination by seeing you or hearing your holy name. So if one seriously takes up the process of hearing and chanting the holy name in a pure way, one is actually qualified to perform the Vedic sacrifices. But our acharyas have introduced the system that, you know, we take the required second initiation, Brahminical initiation, and we follow that. Because tomorrow we're celebrating the disappearance day of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he especially wanted, you know, he gave a very famous speech where he proved beyond all doubt, according to Shastra, according to scripture, that the position of a Vaishnava is higher than that of a Brahmana. He proved that. But still, at the same time, he wanted Vaishnavas to be recognized as Brahmanas. So he introduced the system that we get initiation first into the Hare Krishna mantra, which is, according to our system, the main initiation. And then when a devotee has demonstrated he or she's become a little bit purer by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, then they're offered the second or Brahminical or Gayatri mantra initiation. as a certification of their pure state and ability to perform, you know, the Vedic sacrifices, worship the deity, and things of that sort. So, so we follow that. In Lord Chaitanya, he was very insistent on spreading Krishna consciousness to everyone. I was reading recently in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, yeah, he was celebrating Ratha Yatra in Jagannath Puri with his devotees. And he, afterwards, he held a big feast. And, you know, devotees brought tons of Mahaprasadam from Lord Jagannath and other preparations, and they were distributing it under the direction of Lord Chaitanya to all the devotees who had come. But at the end, Lord Chaitanya ordered that the prasadam should also be distributed to all the beggars in the street, the low-class people. So he personally ordered that the prasadam be distributed to them as well. And when the prasadam was distributed to them, to the lowest class of person, then he also had them chant the Hare Krishna mantra. So we follow that system. We introduce the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, the teachings of Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam, and prasadam. We distribute prasadam to all classes of people, because by Lord Chaitanya taught that by constitution, everyone is actually a devotee of Krishna. Jivara Sarupahoi, Krishnara Nitya Das. Everyone is in their constitutional position. At, you know, their essential nature is really a devotee of Krishna. They've simply forgotten that. As Lord Chaitanya himself prayed, I nanda tu nijakinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavam buddhau kripaya tavapada pankaja stita duli sadrasam vichintaya. Said, I'm your eternal servant, O son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna. I am your eternal servant, but somehow or other I have fallen into this ocean of material existence. And when one falls into the ocean of material existence, one forgets one's real identity and identifies in so many false ways. But at the deepest level, one's real identity is a devotee of Krishna, Jivara Srupahoi Krishnara Nitya Das. And we can wake, it's like we've forgotten that we're asleep. Sometimes when we go to sleep, we forget our real identity. I know I forget sometimes. But then, you know, the alarm clock goes off and we know we're supposed to go to Mangal Arati, because we know we're really servants of Krishna and we should be doing activities in devotional service. And the first activity of devotional service is to come to the Mangal Arati. So, so many times, Srila Prabhupada and his disciples would compare, you know, the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra to like a transcendental alarm clock. You know, when you're sleeping, you're dreaming, you're imagining yourself to be some other identity in some other place, but then you hear the sound of the alarm And if your consciousness grabs onto it and doesn't reject it, then your consciousness transforms. You wake up and then you understand what you should really be doing, not what you were doing in your dream world, but what you should really be doing. So the Hare Krishna mantra operates in the same way. And the reason it does that is Golokara Premadana, Harinama Sankirtana, it's not a material sound vibration. It's an import, you know, from the spiritual world. Sometimes people, they think they like imported exotic things. So this is the most exotic import. It's coming from the spiritual world. It's non-different from Krishna. It's not an ordinary sound vibration. In the course of our lives, we're exposed to so many different kinds of sound vibrations, material sound vibrations. And by allowing our consciousness to be flooded with material sound vibration, that conditions our consciousness in a material way. If our consciousness becomes tuned to the transcendental sound vibrations of the Hare Krishna mantra, Krishna Katha, then we gradually wake up to our real spiritual identity. And Srila Prabhupada also mentions deity worship as well. So that is another way in which Krishna reveals himself. And he said, by offering food to the deity and by decorating and serving the deity, one gets the same result that one derives from serving the Lord personally in Vaikuntha. So if one is in that mood and performing those activities, then one is actually in the spiritual world, not in the material world. And Srila Prabhupada once compared, these temples of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness to embassies from the spiritual world. So like, say if you go to a foreign country, to Mexico or Germany or Japan, and you go to the American embassy, that embassy property is considered to be part of the United States. It's America. Even though it's in Germany or Japan or Mexico or whatever country, when you go into the American embassy, you're in American territory. And that's why, sometimes, when there's uprisings in different countries and people are in danger, they think if they're in danger from their own government, they'll try to get into a foreign embassy, because then they're not in their country anymore. They're not subject to the laws of their country anymore. They're in the laws of the country whose embassy they've entered. So these temples of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness are, like Srila Prabhupada said, embassies of the spiritual world. Sometimes he would say, we're not in Los Angeles or Paris or Berlin. We're in Vaikuntha. This is Vaikuntha. Of course, that's only true if we stay in Vaikuntha consciousness and perform Vaikuntha activities. If we don't, then we're subject to the laws, and Srila Prabhupada mentions here the prison house, different grades of prisoners. So if we allow ourselves to become influenced by the material energy, then we're subjecting ourselves to that state. Srila Prabhupada mentions here there are different categories of prisoners in a prison. If you've ever been in a prison, I mean once, in order to open up rest stops on the highways for book distribution, you know, they had me go distribute some books at a rest stop and deliberately get myself arrested. You know, to have a make a law case to, and it was successful actually, but so they, you know, police came and arrested me and took me to the prison for a little while. But I can see there are different categories of, you know, prisoners. But our goal is not to become, just like in the material world, we can see some people are very rich, some people very poor. But everyone is subject to the laws of samsara. Janma rityu jaravyadhi dukkadoshana darshanam. Everybody is subject to becoming old, diseased, dying. So we shouldn't be struggling to improve our position in the prison. We should be trying to go back home, back to Godhead. So I'll stop there. Anybody have any questions or comments? Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.